Welcome to the KHP. You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm in the podcast studio, but I see you out there dancing to the rhythmic beat coming from my brothers out of the motherland. Of the mystic shrine, I say, Wa alaikum assalam.
Let's start the show.
Good day, podcast audience. Coming with a little different energy, we went back to the source. Hey, good morning, and this is Ken Hodge, your podcaster. And today on our podcast, we're going to talk about postal work standards and the big misconception. I say, like the minister says, postal work standards and the big misconception.
Watch out there now. Let's podcast. Come on, bro. Watch out.
Let's talk about that misconception, because misconceptions can cause people who should be friends to be enemies. Hey, listen, I know we work for a worldwide organization, the United States Postal Service, but today we're going to talk about why this organization is never, listen to me very carefully, is never going to reach its full potential as long as they do not have any work standards. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite Jane into the podcast.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm well.
Everything good?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Always is.
Oh, always is. Okay. Hey, Jane. A lot of, as you've been reading a lot of my email, people look at the post office, and let me rephrase that. Employees of the post office have this strange way of looking at other employees like they pieces of shit. Excuse my language, they do. They talk about them, you lazy.
Okay, wait a minute. When you say this, how common is that?
Very common. You will not be able to walk into any post office and find somebody in there who won't be able to tell you that somebody else in that building is a piece of shit. Now, let me say this to you. We understand when we say it's a piece of shit, we really mean that's a real hard way of saying they're lazy, they don't work, they don't do X, Y, and Z. So when we say piece of shit, and listen to me, and I know you heard it before, don't you act like you never heard that.
So you're saying that this is a real general consensus that, oh, if this guy's not working as big as I am or as much, then he is lazy or he is.
Yes.
Okay.
That and
now
it's,
why is, I would think that way too.
Well, why? Well, see, okay, and there you go. See, and all I'm saying, and this is what this podcast is about today. It's about just trying to get you to open up your mind and understand who you really should be upset with. Now, the question you asked was, how can he do that? You got to understand this.
Well, what I'm saying is, if that guy over there is doing my job too, and I'm pushing around big baskets and like lots of them all day, and this guy gets one, you know, what do you think I'm going to think? I'm going to think, God, I just did our job.
Well, and you know what? Here, this is going to sound kind of paradoxical, but if your best allows you to move 50 pallets, my best allows me to move 5 pallets, then guess what? We should have no issue. And this is what the postal employee refuses to understand.
Oh, you mean everybody's got, like, you have to move 50 and this guy next to you just 5? I mean,
but see, because you got to understand, see, this is where the post office, to me, just went off the track. And they're never getting back on until they address this. There are no work standards in the United States Postal Service. None. I'm going to say it again. There are no work standards in the United States Postal Service. Zero. So.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Okay.
Work standard.
Work standard. Let's just say work standard. How much work you should do. Now, let me tell you something. And we're gonna stand this. I went to UPS about 25 years ago. I honestly was going to switch from the postal service to UPS. Now, I was a postal manager at the time, and I tried to make a deal with UPS. I'll come here and work on your docks for 9 months. If I prove to you that I'm going to be a good employee, I need you to put me into management like after 9 months because I'm leaving postal management. At UPS, this is what they do. And I'm glad the post office don't, but we're talking about it. They say, here's a truck, a 54-foot trailer. You have exactly 5 hours to load that. Now, listen to me. These are all fictitious numbers. I don't know what UPS does. But you've got 5 hours to load
it. Yeah,
The supervisor comes by in about 5 hours and 10 minutes, and that truck isn't loaded. He's going to look at you, and then he's going to look at the locker room because that's the signal you can go home. And you got to remember something. If you can't meet the standard, then maybe you should find something else to do. Well, and I understand that.
I do want to mention to you that I was with UPS.
Yes.
And when they train or when they first interview you, there are like 3 or 4 sections they contemplate for you. And you're not probably cut out to do this job, like load a truck, but you might be good to assist a truck driver.
See, and again, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's not, the post office don't really do that. But they send you through all these evaluations. And I'm going to try my best to stay on course with this podcast. But just talking to you, one of the words that you just said when you said you work for UPS is train. You said they, I'm not being facetious, and I don't really give a damn who get mad at me about what I'm saying. All I'm going to ask you to do is this. Before you get real mad at me about what I'm about to say, think about it and ask yourself, did the brother lie? And if the brother didn't lie, don't be mad at me. So anyway, we're getting back to that word train. This, that don't take place in the post office.
Well,
I have seen new people. Well, no. The training should take place, but it don't. See, these we're just scratching the surface on root causes that's going to hinder the post office from growing forever unless they change this. There are brand new people who could come to work in a post office, work 90 days without even seeing a supervisor, pass probation. Now you get a supervisor over there. Well, I've been here for 3 months. Nobody told me shit. So I developed my own work habits. Now you come over here. You don't like what I'm doing because it really don't make sense to nobody but me. So now we got a problem.
So that would be considered a standard. Number one, training. That's one standard.
Well, training.
Part of a standard.
Well, training, yes. Training would be the overall thesis. Training would be the basis. And then things that take place.
Oh, but standard meaning.
How fast you should do something.
And your coworkers understand that they don't have to worry about it. And judge or say, God, that guy's so lazy. So what?
Exactly.
Just do your job.
If again, getting back to that coworker looking at another coworker crazy. If the job says you're supposed to move 10 pallets an hour, you move your 10,
right.
And then you don't worry about it.
But now let me ask you this: so, are the bids that specific?
No. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand, and I'm going to keep going back to it. There are no standards. They put productivity quotas on pieces of equipment. On the DBCS, they've got a productivity quota, but on the mail processor, there are no standards for that person.
Okay, there is something I got to say, though.
But let me finish with this. They have best practice work methods that the Postal Service is saying, if you work in the way that I'm going to show you, I don't have to give you standards because it's going to happen. So rather than put standards, they try to put best work practice operating procedures in place. Hold on 1 second. We got to go to a commercial. Okay, and we're back from commercial. So where were we, Jane?
So can two guys work on one bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no. Two guys can have the same bid.
And so they might be even next to each other.
They will be in the same area with each other. That's correct.
So if that whole load that we both have to work on.
Right.
And this guy is going so slow and I am humping here, you know.
Right.
Okay. So now that would suck that we wouldn't get the job done because of him.
Now, listen to what I'm about to say. And that hardworking employee, please understand, I'm not asking you to work any other way. When you say there's two people in the area, one is, you know, we're going to use the vernacular, talking the vernacular, one is lazy and one is humping. Now, let me say this to you. The one that's humping, I'm guaranteeing you, he is not working safe. Let's think about that.
He's what?
He's not working safe. That part, that goes with his humping. Postal management will see it all day, never correct it. So again, you letting me work unsafe, I don't mean not major safety violations, but you're pulling the wrong equipment with the wrong equipment. Let's just say, for example, management sees it, they won't correct it. So you're working unsafe, but you're doing more work than the other person's doing. Now you're upset at that person because they won't jump on the bandwagon with you with that unsafe productive work that you're doing. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but
right.
Unsafe productive. But that's what you're doing. And let me say something to you. That's what postal employees do better than they do the job that's in the manner the post office says.
If I was the guy, you know, doing more work, I would like want a supervisor to come over and correct the situation because, you know, like tell the guy, you know, move a little faster or tell me to slow down, whatever, but be fair.
They're never going to tell you to slow down. It doesn't matter safe or unsafe. Now, don't get me wrong. There are occasions where one of the top managers might see you do an unsafe act. Like, let's say, hypothetically, pull 5 or 6 pieces of equipment when the standard is 3. Mm-hmm. If they see that, they'll address that. And as they walk away, underneath their breath, they're saying, God, I hope he continues doing that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They see the unsafe work practice, but they won't. But the employee has to understand, if you work safe by the regulations and by the operating procedural way to do your job, you will not have a reason to be that upset with your fellow employee. But if you have a whole bunch of that discretionary effort that you bring to work every day to put out, then applaud yourself. But don't look at your fellow employee crazy, because your fellow employee who does not do half of what you do is doing exactly what the Postal Service hired that person to do.
But now, here's the thing. I know I've heard you say this, and maybe it was earlier when we were off air, but I said, why can't a supervisor come over there and get you to, you know, to do the job, you know, if somebody's working harder than another, and a supervisor come over there and say, you better get to work. And you said to me, they can't do that.
They can't do that.
Why?
Because, okay, now watch this, and I have to explain it. I try not to say watch this on this podcast, but I try not to explain it. I'm going to try to explain it. That supervisor comes over. If you're over there doing the best that you're doing, that you can do, you're just slower. Maybe you're a lot older. Maybe you've been through battles in the post office that don't allow you to bring that discretionary effort. But for whatever reason, that supervisor comes over there and tells you move fast to get to work. I'm going to have a problem with that supervisor. Now, wait a minute. Let me finish now, because let me show you how to get it done and stay within the guidelines. Rather than you come over and say to me, hey, move fast to get it done, even though I know that's what you want to say, you probably need to come over to me and say something like, hey, is everything okay today? You need to engage me in another type of conversation. And while you're talking to me, you ought to observe how I'm working before you come over and tell me move faster just because I'm not keeping up with somebody else. And the average postal supervisor will never take the time to do it properly. They'll come over and say, move faster, and then that person's got to contact me with an EEO.
Well, here's two things, but interestingly, you know, enough is that you say there's usually no supervisors around.
And that's another thing. Yes. And again, that's pretty much where, I don't know about the rest of the facilities in Columbus. That's pretty much how it is.
So what if this guy who works hard, you know, knows that his coworker next to him is maybe wiser to work slow, and he knows it and thinks, I'm not going to bust my butt, you know, I'm just going to mosey this whole job, and does it deliberately because he knows he's not going to get, and he's doing it almost deliberate.
But, now, let me say this to you, and pardon me if I sound a little bit like postal management. See, then that guy should be dealt with. However you dealt with him, that guy should be dealt with. What I'm talking about when I say no standards, listen to me. Ooh, listen to me carefully. I'm still talking about you go to work and do your best. If you're doing your best, you're going to be all right always. Now, again, if you're out there playing games, you intentionally don't want to go to work, you intentionally, then again, all I can say to you is, You should be dealt with, because there's a big difference between I'm giving you what I have, it's just not everything that they give you, as opposed to I'm not giving you anything and I'm gonna goof off and not do anything. No, the goof off, that needs to be dealt with pretty sternly.
Okay, so now we know that we're talking about this really specific standard we're talking about. What is an example of another standard when you say there are no standards?
When I say that.
Because that's how you say that.
Yes, I know.
There are no standards.
I sound like Pops from the Boondocks. No standards. This is what I'm saying. On the dock operation, if a trailer pulls in, a full trailer, and again, I'm going to give you fictitious numbers because I don't have actual numbers, but I do know numbers exist. A full trailer pulls into the dock. I don't know, 54-foot trailer. I think under the dock operating procedure, that trailer should be unloaded in 25 minutes. I think that's what it is. So here I come on my forklift. The trailer comes in, 54-foot trailer. The post office says they like to see it, not a standard, done in 25 minutes. I'm over there. I do it in 50 minutes. The supervisor better not say anything to me except for if he sees some unnecessary or time-wasting practices, he can address each and every one of them. But if I am taking a pallet off, putting it on the wall, taking a pallet off, putting it on the wall, and I'm doing it, there is nothing that supervisor better say to me about that.
So then you're saying there are no standards.
None.
But management will say, we want that empty. They say it.
Yes.
To who? Everybody?
To the employees over there, whoever is working in that section. And they have a right to say that.
Yeah.
They just don't have a right to demand that.
Right, because they have no standards.
There you go. And as soon as postal employees fully understand that, I'm telling you, your whole job, your whole career is going to be enriched, because I got to say this. I got to say this as we get ready to wind it down. The Postal Service is trying to shift gears while moving. We started from service. Now we're trying to slide into production. The two are not going to meet. On one conversation, we're quasi-government. On another hand, they want to be totally running off their own profits. Now the conversation is about, are we going back into the government, or will the new P&G be allowed to steer us down this business avenue? And that conversation is so diverse that nobody knows which way we're going to go. We're tangled between production, being a service, and being production, and the conversation is so vibrant on both sides that until the post office decides what it's going to do and sincerely address that, they're always going to be in the news about not making budget, not this, not that, because their business isn't set up to be a profitable business. It's set up to be a service to the people of the United States.
Well, I want to say, you know, I was a businesswoman, and I had to set some standards.
Yes.
And here's what I totally understand about what you just said about having standards, I wanted my dance instructors to keep up with their ballet, for example, their technique. So I said to them, I want you to take a class once a week. Well, I couldn't do that without putting it in their contract, because now I can't tell them what to do unless I pay them to complete that standard. I had to set the standard, and then I got to pay them. They got paid to keep within that standard.
Okay, and again, if the post office, and I know, I'm sorry, I know, but listen, before I say this, to all union national levels, we're just having a podcast here, okay?
Right.
Watch this, because this statement right here, I'm going to have people at the national level with the stink face for a little while. If the post office would set standards, and listen to me, I'm glad they don't. Understand me now.
Right.
But if they would, then and only then could they get a true picture of how productive they can really be. Everything else, they're using what we call the swag method, which is no more than a scientific wild-ass guess. Hey, listen, thanks for hanging out on the Kenny Hodges Posted Podcast. Dana, thank you for stopping by.
Stopping by.
The studio.
Oh, yeah.
The studio.
Kind of out of my way.
All right. Hey, everyone, have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.